The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5. Yo, yeah, we back. You already know, it's your boy Holiday Hov. And this is motherfucking another episode of Chestnut Checkers. Make your next move your best move. You already know. What's going on? I gotta get a fucking clap machine or something. Niggas be off point. Y'all niggas be off point, bro. I swear to God. But we back in the building with the gang. You already know what it is. Sitting around the room.
You already know it's your boy Casanova Confidence, aka the Confident One. Follow me on Instagram. You know the vibes.
Haitian Jack Sapase.
Lito.
Yo, it's your boy Keys to get you right, because Keys will get you right. Think about it.
You already know what it is, man. We back giving y'all motherfuckers what y'all need, what y'all don't think y'all need, but definitely do need.
We ain't going nowhere.
You heard?
Nigga, we know you need it.
Somebody gotta say it.
Make your next move your best move, man. Don't be out here looking goofy in these streets, man.
All niggas look goofy as fuck.
Real, man. I mean, ridiculous. Niggas, yo, bro, you can't... Everybody ain't an idol. You don't look up to these motherfuckers. Really? They'll disappoint you every fucking time.
For y'all Christian goers, what they said about false idols in the Bible?
Yes. Sheesh.
We ain't talking religion.
We ain't talking religion. Please. Please keep that off the table.
We gonna leave that shit off the table.
Man. That's neither here nor there. But yo.
But all you goofy motherfuckers, yeah. Chopping block. Nice. I swear to God. Coming straight for a nigga head top. You're bugging out here in these streets. There's too many motherfuckers out here bugging. Not even in the streets. Niggas bugging in public. Public is different from the streets.
You see how old boy you got pieced up? The young boy got pieced up on the state.
Man, you're a fool, man.
You think Draymond won't be gone after that?
I don't know, bro.
They said that he's apologized and took a leave of absence.
Man, Draymond can do what he wants.
Took a leave of absence. How many rings he got with them?
Draymond can do anything.
Man, that motherfucker can take a shit in the middle of the fucking court. Right now, yeah. Nigga, after all that, nigga, I don't give a fuck what y'all do.
Yeah, he probably retired. He supposed to be taking shots.
I could sit there.
Word.
I would.
Because if I was me in real life, that nigga would have been, that nigga clap.
That's crazy, bro.
If we can't run one after practice, I got
When you watch it, you see it, it's like, oh, he running down on him. Word. He see his prey. When you watch him, Jordan Poole body language was not common. He already seeing it like, here's nigga go. He had that look like.
When you on that time, soon as he started coming from that three point line, skipping from over there straight to you.
He's not even getting that close. That first push would have been a punch.
Yeah, it should have been jab.
See that when he pushed Draymond off him, that's when he was to put him. Fuck the that push was boom, and he'd have drained him. Right, but he was always submissive. Like, bro, chill. Draymond was always sitting. Draymond knew he had it. He knew he had it.
Because Draymond do that shit in practice 24/7.
And he knew to do. He knew who to do it on. That's my. That was my whole point. I know shit get tight in practice, but
that nigga Brandon Gunnis said
when you sucker punch the dude,
Tristan slapped on that nigga.
Word, he did slap. He slapped that nigga in the club in front of everybody.
Did nothing.
For real?
It did nothing. That's real shit. Tristan Thompson did that shit.
Slapped him.
Whack.
For the shit happened in the player, he took it, he's like, I'm gonna see you. And it happened right after the fight. He saw him in the club.
Slapped the shit out of right him. I heard it was a punch, but nigga saying he slapped.
Right in front of anybody.
And he ain't doing nothing. So you know he picking and choosing. That's my point.
He do with it who he know he can do.
He do that way with no sword.
Smacking. I ain't smacking light-skinned niggas, man.
Nah, he ain't smack that nigga. He put that nigga down.
No, he capped that nigga.
He put that
nigga. When you watch how he did it, he punched him and leaned on him. Yeah. That's so he could smother him.
He put all his...
Because he was trying to catch his balance after
he put all his weight into that
punch. Nah, he jumped in.
No, that's that. He ain't really... The punch really didn't do nothing. It was really... He hit him and he smothered him so he can't
gather himself.
He can't do nothing.
And everybody was grabbing him anyway. After the first punch,
he knew it was basically you get that one off. You're done. You're like,
it's one off. Ain't nobody.
Yeah, it's over after that.
Yeah.
Me calling a good one. I'll tell you that.
He had it.
That's
he hit me
that. Call that nigga with a good
one. That's like snuffing a nigga and then grabbing him.
Exactly.
Yeah, nigga, you can't. They gonna break us up.
They just gonna see our stuff. And that's it.
And then it's like, oh shit, the North Rep gonna break it up. That's what he did. Boop, they grabbed him, broke up, and then he's like, I got you.
Yeah.
You know, that's my whole thing is you ain't doing that shit unless you know
we can. You ain't doing that to a dark skinned nigga.
Listen.
He ain't doing that shit to Kendrick Perkins.
He ain't doing that shit to Clay or motherfucking
If he would've hit Clay or Curry, he'll be playing in the fucking China the somewhere, bro. China. If he hit Curry, Curry would have got like a body.
He looking for that extension. He definitely not getting it now.
Oh, he's gone. They took that nigga to Atlanta.
They under him. Pool under him, so nigga. I'll knock you the fuck out.
You can't do that.
Man, that's a third smack, bro.
Poor is way more important than fucking Draymond.
When you was older than that player, you supposed to have way more restraint than that.
He's been harder than the Chiefs for this long, nigga.
That's what you do after practice.
For real.
Is he an asset or a liability?
No, he's a liability.
Draymond's a liability.
He's a liability because he's not doing enough. What does he do?
He's valuable for them.
Basically,
he played just enough for them to stay on that roster.
He is a part of whatever that shit that work. He's
part
of it.
I get that.
So that shit that works, he's part of it. So it's not. I know when you look at it, it's like it's like anyone can do that. They don't do it the way he
does. He's their heart for real.
If you watch how Dennis Rodman used to do rebound. That shit worked for the Bulls way better than it worked for the Spurs. He's averaging more because it's the way it's how it fits the team. Draymond works for them. Anywhere else, that shit he ain't.
I'll say Draymond.
That's why he need to sit his ass still.
He knows he's an intricate part. That's why he know he count.
Don't let me fall off in the shadows. Cause these light-skinned niggas is lighting up the
his
court, doing this shit.
His presence
nigga,
matter.
He's not.
His numbers ain't gonna matter.
Yo, look, I got rings, nigga.
He don't need to shoot.
When you force him to shoot,
that's
a
bad
They
ain't told him to shoot the ball.
Word. That's why he don't shoot.
I got rings for this block, nigga. I done caught bodies for this block.
I feel like he.
That's why you keep pushing. That's why I'm trying to move to the Warriors when you know he on the court. He can't.
He pushing though. And then that young boy James Wiseman, he coming back.
I mean, fouls that nigga in court.
I mean, he made it up. He got four rings.
In the game, motherfucker. He good. You know, nigga.
He got an analyst career.
But you can't be. That's why you can't be doing shit like that.
That nigga catching bodies out there.
That's why you can't do shit like that.
He's taking his balls from
you got four rings. You in another level.
Nigga, four rings, nigga. I put more in there.
That is true. You do got four rings.
And you ain't doing it to somebody else that's like that. So now.
Right here.
Your credibility.
Under this roof, nigga.
Word.
You better respect that.
Your credibility look weak.
Young nigga.
If you ain't doing that to dude that kick, don't do it to dude that.
He probably kicked on the young nigga like, yo,
shit,
fuck
that. They was doing that on the court. That's a fact.
They'll get busy on the court.
I seen real time on the court dudes that was like that Draymond and he ain't went on smoke with them.
Niggas would do that shit in a game.
Elbowing like a bong.
He's not running down DeMarcus.
You do this shit, so you're not fucking. You're not running down Zach Randolph.
Yeah, you know he not.
You're not doing that. We all know that.
So it's like, come on, you gonna do this.
He wouldn't do that to Ron Artest.
The Warriors ain't got nobody to stop that. Like, stop him.
Oh, my bad.
That's like a running rebel over there. For real. Stephen ain't kicking him right here. Yeah, that's why he feel like he's a bully. Think about it. Stephen was playing him ain't even like that. So he's like the bully on the block. He's like, I'm going to open the sucker, motherfucker. Watch this. I'm so bad. I'm going to be wild.
For real. He got to be that guy, though. Because they don't got nobody like that on their team.
He's really the heart of that team.
This going to be bad. Getting out of that public opinion. When that video come out.
Everybody seen that shit already. If you haven't, look it up.
That shit is viral.
It's on YouTube.
Ray look it up.
The two game.
That shit is on Instagram. They came with that
video. And he hit a light skin motherfucker. You know they be counting on niggas' wife.
He hit a nigga who wouldn't fight back.
That shit is on TikTok.
he hit a nigga who wouldn't hit back. That's what he did.
That's what the words. I don't know.
That was wild shit though.
I think that.
You know, it's today's sports.
And now I post a cash out on video too. Whoever put that on video, TMZ gave them niggas a green.
No, it's gonna be on video, bro.
Not supposed to.
I hope your breath.
Yo, TMZ is Illuminati.
Now I really hope that TMZ buzz was enough to pay the rest of
it. Hey, everything on video, bro.
Because
so whoever he was, but TMZ be having like. Spies coming as cameramen, and they saying they on somebody else.
You don't have to tell who gave it up, bro.
Not at all.
You don't have to. I don't know.
You never do.
I don't know.
You never do. But you know.
How much I get? TMZ, look what I got. How much you got for this? Listen.
$200. Listen, I hope that exposure was enough to pay his salary for a year.
Nigga was probably a motherfucking nigga that sold hot dogs in the stands. Nigga.
Or TMZ. All you got to
do he worked in the practice facility.
All you got to do is have TMZ say.
Shout out to the niggas that be selling hot dogs. Who gave it to them?
TMZ just don't say who gave it to
them. Selling them expensive ass hot dogs. Fucking $1 million glizzies. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey.
Not be a hustle, but damn.
$1 million glizzies.
Whoa.
They be robbing people. Them so hot. Them stores in the stadium.
For real. It's extreme, bro.
Yeah, I went to the spot. I forgot when we went to my sister's graduation. They gave me free food just because I had Puma with me. They gave me mad shit.
Clutch.
Why they gave me mad shit for the one of
now you know. It's a plus for having these little motherfuckers.
Everywhere I go.
It's a plus for having these little motherfuckers.
She's so cute. What's my issue?
You just got to find it.
Nah, she ain't want it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What you want, boo? What you want? Yeah. Oh, she want butter pecan.
Butter pecan.
Come on, rum raisins.
Pint.
She want a pint. Yeah, Heineken. She said, Heineken? That's what you said? Heineken? Heineken.
I'm stressing that shit.
Yeah, Heineken, bro.
Heineken. Y'all be stressing everything. You know what I'm saying? State, medium well.
Oh. That's what she eat? Yeah.
She big as hell, she won. What? Yeah. She big as hell, yeah. You get mad pretty for having kids when you go on the spot. Word up. Them stadiums crazy, bro.
Nah, that's a fact. Give $20 for a beer, bro. $20 for a beer.
We gonna go.
And it's $1.25 joints that you get at the liquor store, like the Coors Lights and shit. Like, I ain't trying to taste the Rockies.
The metal can.
They said it's still reserves for $30.
It's like
still reserves. Still reserves for $30. What?
Still reserves.
It's still reserved for $30. Still reserved.
That's what I'm trying to gridiron. Titan
Tron. Everybody's got a still reserves at the hockey games. The crackers be going
anybody
crazy.
Anybody get still reserved in any event, they fucking somebody up by the end of the
day. That's a fact.
I'm telling you.
211?
Niggas be punched up.
That 211, nigga?
At a hockey game. That's
$30 a piece.
Four logos and 211s. I swear to God, if I was swinging on anybody.
That's what they sell at these events. Four logos.
Don't steal my motherfucking idea. Don't steal my idea. Start the Black Hockey League. Motherfucking selling four logos and 211s in the stadium.
You trying to start it.
Trying to tell you,
bro.
You
trying to start it.
You trying to start it.
I said they were going to burn down the first season.
That's a fat shit.
All it's going to take one nigga play. You can never have it.
That shit going to be sponsored by Monster.
Jumping on the ice.
That shit going to be sponsored by Monster.
It's gonna be a bitten war between Monster and Red Bull.
So it's gonna be people sniffing coke from the back. It's gonna be people sniffing coke from the back of their seats.
It's gonna be a bunch about Monster. It's gonna be a bitten war between the motherfucking Monster, Red Bull, and Hennessy.
That's coke in the can.
Well, for literally.
Cocaina.
Literally. Yesterday's rice is not today's rice. Put some gravy on that shit.
This is stupid. Put some gravy on that shit.
Put some gravy on that.
Put some gravy
on that shit, nigga. It's some eggs. Fuck it. Bigger fried rice.
Oh, shit.
You jazzing it up. This shit. Fuck it.
What else we got here?
Yo, so how y'all feel about Kanye and this White Lives Matter shirt?
Kanye just Kanyeing.
Nigga, it don't just stop at that fucking shirt, bro. This nigga motherfucking been going off, bro.
I've been tuning him out for three, four years.
This nigga.
I've been to him, Kanye. Yeah,
bro, he do the coonery of all. What? I was about to say, you got a Trump hat, my nigga?
Nah, look what it says.
It's like, fuck Trump.
It's like, fuck Trump 2020.
Yeah. Nigga.
Yeah, 3 years.
You see what we do?
Yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
This nigga, yo. This nigga said, yeah, I'm the kid that got bullied and came back and shot the school up.
Wait, yeah, really? You said that?
That's his words? Oh, no. Wow.
Throw on Twitter, nigga.
He be wilding. He be deleting all that shit, too.
He's walking dust.
Nigga on
that's bipolarism, time. For real. In his purest form, he's bipolar.
Literally. Man, I don't know. Look, bro. I keep blaming it. Trying to find a blame to put something on. That nigga's fucking nuts, bro.
Nah, that's what bipolarism is.
Bro.
It's fucking nuts.
You seen his messages he was
talking about? You say bipolar, I say nuts.
I say nuts.
Play me on the roof.
Oh, dope.
Nah, nutso, play me on the roof.
Nigga, just jump out the window.
Whoever loses,
jump off, nigga.
That's who
fucking call you acting like shit. Acting like shit from above. Acting like shit from above the rim. Everybody out. Nigga crazy. You know how Shep was tense as hell on Above the Rim, bro. Every time he looked at somebody, he was mad as hell.
13 degrees.
You don't know what you're talking about. Game.
Whole time that was Leon.
For real.
Five heartbeats.
And you know what's funny? He had him at Rucker Park. He came in with the fucking brown trench coat and the fucking button-up fucking sweatshirt with the khakis and sneaks.
Damn, you got the whole outfit down.
Yeah. He did, though. He came in with the same shit at Rucker Park, bro. They have it on video. He came to Rucker Park and they put a jersey on that said Shep on the back. he jumped in like some dumbass celebrity yours dog game at Rucker Park, bro. I was crying. I was like, oh shit. And he was like, Shep in the building. He looked the same, though. He's got a low cut.
Shep with bad corduroys.
For real. The same exact shit, bro. Look that shit up, bro. Hilarious.
I love that movie,
Above the Rim. Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, back
movie,
to
bro.
Boy, yo.
Yeah,
man. I ain't gonna lie. Like, niggas wanna buy some Yeezys. I got some Yeezys for sale. Wholesale.
Damn.
I'm about to start wearing Reebok Classics. Because I ain't gotta worry about no scandals with Reebok Classics.
Reebok Classics.
I'm not gonna be spending $1,000 for a pair of sneakers. Then next week I wear them shits and they're gonna throw paint on my motherfucking Yeezys. Throw paint on my Yeezys, motherfucker. I'm gonna go radical.
Listen, these runners are too comfortable.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. I'm wearing the phones. If y'all don't want to stop wearing Tim's, don't say that about me wearing Yeezys, bro.
For real.
We've been heard about it. There's a lot of companies out there that's questioning.
All them companies is
allegedly.
Tragic.
They all are.
Allegedly.
Sprinkle.
But yeah, I'm just saying, bro. Bro be wilding. I feel like he be trolling, but you can't troll with certain stuff on certain levels. And even if he ain't trolling,
he got too much power.
I don't know.
Bro. He just said anything he wants to say.
Bro, you do things.
Once you got that money in the bank, they can't do that to you.
My man. You can't motherfucking consistently keep saying, oh, it was something else.
He can't. He got right. People that he all got. Right. He has right. A following.
Y'all get ready to hit.
He has a following.
I see. You have drunk the Kool-Aid.
No, I don't
Kool-Aid.
I don't follow him. But he has a following. When you got a following that's like a cult, they don't care what you do, bro.
You drunk the Kool-Aid. That's what I'm saying.
It's not like that.
Yes, it is. It is like that, bro. Look, this nigga has music-wise.
As a nigga do say, my friend, I don't drink no Kool-Aid, this right? This nigga's motherfucking. I don't know what you talking about. I don't drink no
Kool-Aid. As long as he make good music, people gonna listen. They gonna follow. Say, my friend. Anything you do, go and get a pass.
No, the Mercer, the Prince.
That's my point.
All right, motherfucker,
tell me. I'm the Mercer, my friend.
The Mercer.
I heard a motherfucker tell me a long time
ago. All it takes is the production. He's producing. People don't care. Once that song comes out, it's hard. You know, this shit hard as hell. They not going to think about none of that shit he just said. They going to buy that shit. He's going to get more money. That's the point. He's in a different game. He's not an athlete. He don't got to retire. He can always make a dope-ass beat. He can always make a dope-ass song and get plays, views. And people gonna forget all that stupid shit he said 5 years ago. Nobody even talk. People were just on his side against Kim. Oh, damn, that's fucked up, guy. It go up. They don't give a fuck, bro. He the man.
Right.
They don't fuck with Kim like that. She the bird, but.
That nigga is a motherfucking false
idol. He got married. Bro. Now look.
He's a false fucking idol. And niggas, they all look up, are. Niggas look up to this motherfucker like. Like his saying, word is God.
That's the point.
So, you know why?
So like, I understand you. I understand what you're coming from. But
that shit fucks, it fucks me up. Always. Because not just.
Can you tune that shit out?
It don't affect me.
Can you listen
me?
To artists as an
what
artist?
What you do don't affect
cut that shit off.
You feel
like
me?
You can.
As a person, what he doesn't affect me. You feel me?
Right.
Like. Yeezys I don't even own a pair of Yeezys, so it's not like I'm off. I listen to his music because his music is motherfucking what really initially what got me in touch with him. So it ain't about nothing else other than that. When you start talking like lunatic shit, like fucking, oh, slavery was a choice and motherfucking people don't know shit. Like, you know everything, nigga. Like, if you don't motherfucking sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up and listen. Just listen, bro. Understand. You got the... Once you got into the situation and got your bread right, like you saying your song, niggas can't tell you nothing. Understand. You living your fucking lyrics. As soon as you got your money right, nigga... Can't tell me
he always had. He always had.
And once he up there like that,
$5 billion plus.
They can't
you feel me? But at the end of the day, bro, like I said, that shit don't affect me. You a billionaire off of other shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? You a billionaire off of other shit, other than rap.
Close.
Because I'm guaranteed he's the music wasn't the thing that made him a billionaire.
It is because that's what created the platform.
The exposure created that platform for him to be.
He ain't maneuver. You know how many motherfuckers. You know how many motherfuckers been in the rap game.
The rap game.
And still ain't been a billionaire. How many rapping billionaires is it?
The music was stamped.
Rapping billionaires.
How many rap billionaires are?
There are none. Every
two. How many?
Two. I'll put it like this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hear me out. Every rapper who's become a billionaire has become a billionaire off of something that wasn't rap.
Yeah.
It is. How you market yourself? Michael Jordan didn't get rich off his basketball.
I bring it back to what I said.
It's the brand.
How many is it? It's only
that
two.
Exists. It's only two.
Two of them.
Many, it's not that many to create that money. Jay got it off.
So you, nigga, it's only two. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. How many rappers is it?
You know.
Billionaires?
No, nigga. In the motherfucking world, how many rappers are it?
Well, ain't that many rappers
exactly.
Got 100 million. Ain't that many rappers 50 million, bro.
That's not bad.
So, there ain't a lot of rappers that got 1 million.
Yeah. Go back to what I'm saying.
We had, I don't think they ain't no 20
two
million,
totally
30
different,
million. That's,
look,
that's,
you
have
two
you
totally
know
different 30
million
examples.
Dollars is? 30 million might seem a low number because
you
see dudes
get
100 million.
With it?
You got
two
million,
totally
of
different examples of motherfucking rap niggas
ain't that rap got
30 billionaires.
Million in
a bag? That's a fact.
That motherfucking both have that cult following. Both, Donald but the Dre. Motherfucking mind state of both of them are totally different.
Dre got his off the
totally head. Different.
Dre is three.
Dre got
his off the beat, so you're right.
Yeah, Dre.
It's three. I want to say Diddy got about half of Billy.
He should be up there.
Diddy should be right on the
bill. Diddy should be
Diddy coming for niggas. Who the fuck would buy that shirt? Anybody buy that shirt? No barbecue sauce. That was a G check right there, though. It's not about it, bro. There's no barbecue sauce. Anybody that buy that fucking shirt.
Trying
to be that shit.
Hot
barbecue sauce.
But even Ye fans, bro. He got Ye fans. Some will. Ye trying to fuck, like, nigga, you ain't got more money than me. Yeah, of course it is. I respect Ye as a genius. People that buy shit like that,
they don't buy it. They order it. And they'll wear it to places where they all wear it at. You're not going to know what's going on. Yeah. It's going to be where they be at. In their town, it's going to be a whole, and they can all have that shit on. And you walk them times, you might pop up through, go get some gas, and you might see the motherfucker, they look at you, they go, what this nigga doing right here? That's how you really get that. Like, and since you watch that, what's that movie, what's the name? Get Out, and all that.
Oh, the sunken place.
When you see that shit, when you start going them towns, you really start saying, like, yo, this shit really be like that. Mm-hmm. You be the only black motherfucker around here. You walking down the street, you start thinking like,
miles.
When I saw that movie,
only black man, like, oh shit, miles.
I'm that type of dude that be walking around like shit sweet. I'm like, damn, motherfucker pop it, out of my head, out of nowhere, anybody clap you. Correct. And that show you, because they be aggressive.
Let's pop out your car if you want to. You see how that, look, on the way here, I avoided getting pulled over. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because they had a little detour coming over. Mm-hmm. So, boom. I turned down the block, trying to motherfucking set the GPS. Got Mark in the back. Mark trying to motherfucking
maneuver.
Set the GPS on his phone. I mean, AC over here just talking. Just be talking.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Boom. You hop back on the fucking street, on the highway, trying to get situated. Boom. I hit the U-turn at the light. Police ride by as I'm going past. They hit the U-turn and jump right back on us. But we seen police before we even turned and pulled over and tried to set the GPS up. So, long story short, we headed down the highway. We hit a pothole or whatever the fuck that shit was. That shit was a crater. Biggest fucking pothole I ever seen in my life, though. You know what I mean? Dang. Out of nowhere. Boom! Oh! So, I pull over just to check the motherfucking car. Who's slow rolling up? Nobody but the police. You guys all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we good. We just hit a pothole. Da, da, da. Now we checking the car. I'm like, yeah. Make sure nothing's leaking or nothing. Oh, okay, okay. You guys. It just pull off now. I'm like, yo.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck 12.
You heard me?
Yeah.
Yo, how y'all feel about that dude that lost the basketball game to the chick and came back and shot her up? That's some corny shit. But niggas do that to dudes. Say what? Yeah.
The nigga lost a one-on-one match and he killed the woman who beat him.
Niggas been doing that shit.
Hold up, this nigga killed a female. How you get that mad? In basketball.
Niggas be wild. Niggas be crazy, bro.
He really shot her.
He shot her for beating him.
Uh-huh.
In a game of basketball.
She want to be the first, but that's fucked up.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Cause that shit happens.
What the fuck? Wow.
Niggas get beat in basketball and fucking, I guess the embarrassment.
Like, I wish somebody got killed like that.
Like, I mean, just,
a nigga get killed like that.
That shit happens. You seen that? What's the movie?
I know if you got fresh.
He got killed. Nigga,
he like busted out. Nothing. Bullshit like that.
Niggas be ready to
shoot. Just because you flashed on him one time. You must be better.
You think you better than me? That's what it be. You think you better than me?
You know what I mean?
They probably hurt.
You got lotion on.
That's what it is. You think you better than me?
The sun hit you a certain way. You know what I mean? Your beard was, you know what I mean? Your head was, your fit was just tough. You know what I mean?
You think you better than me? You gonna get shot.
You came in here smiling, nigga.
That's a new icy shit. Nigga, you better than me?
This morning, nigga.
That's how I really be, though. They be like, you think you better than me?
You got money in your pocket, nigga.
Oh, your socks clean?
You think you better?
Your clothes clean?
Your brush don't stink, nigga.
You got a haircut?
You think you better?
Uh-huh.
You ain't even do nothing.
That shit started. That shit started.
You woke up, nigga.
That shit didn't just start.
That's it.
That shit
you woke up, nigga.
That shit. What happened is that shit been happening. It just got to the point now. It just normal. I remember that shit when niggas were, let me get a sip of your cup. And you in the bar like, what? Let me get a sip of your cup. What? Let me get, what? Hmm. Oh, yeah, you got a couple of drinks. What you mean? What the fuck are you talking about? You must got money. What the fuck is what? You count on these drinks? In the 250?
You sound like a bitch.
That's what it was.
A sip of your drink.
That's what it was. Nigga want some of your beer.
Damn.
Yo, bro, save me some of that beer.
That's some
save me some of the what? Save me some of the beer.
What do you want? The spit, nigga? Niggas want to swallow spit.
Yo, you saw that's what you said. Like, yo, I'm like, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to go to the bar. I don't go to some places. So I'm saying this shit fucked up. Now it's so how fucked up shit is, man. It's real bad.
This is about $15 for a drink. What? 15?
Yeah, I knew.
15 ounces of water, a little bit of ice, and a splash of Douce. $15? What the fuck out of here?
I know it was bad.
15? Not the 15.
I seen motherfucking five niggas bust down a Newport.
Damn, five on a Lucy?
Five niggas
on
one
squid. God damn, that was one squid. That was a puff pass on a cig.
Niggas had a pencil, probably was like,
you but it's fucked up, because I'm like, yo, I thought everybody stopped smoking both.
Yo, they was in a cig mood.
I swear to God, this I thought, recent? Man, yeah, this was recently.
They was in a cig mood.
Oh, man.
We got some whiskey. I'm in a cig
mood. I'm in a cig mood.
That's what a cig is. Don't steal my shit.
Cig mood.
Newport. Call at me. I'm in a cig mood.
Let me be a bell.
I ain't no sack. I ain't no cigarettes. My friend smokes wood cigarettes.
Cig mood.
I ain't never smoked no cig.
This is disgusting. Yo, I took a puff of a cigarette. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just eliminate all the peer pressure. I'm going to just try everything on my own and see if I like it. I bought a cigarette, a black mask, and a Dutch master. And I tried all the shits. And the only one that stuck was the Dutch master. And the Mals. The Mals was cool for a while, but I stopped.
Mals was the same.
But cigs, man, I smoked that. I took one pull on my chest for like somebody punch me, hug me, and put a little bit of warm air over my nostrils.
My cousin gave me a fucking pull of a cigarette after we smoked the blunt. She's like, it's gonna boost your high. I was like, oh, this is it. She gave me a shot. I'm like, I'm dying in the doorway.
Let's just make your house smell like cheese noodles.
Bro, we smoking in the doorway and the door is closed.
Cat,
I'm like,
cat piss.
Don't ever give me this shit again, bro.
It's cat piss in the
kitchen. I was kicking chicks out. I was
they use cat anus juice and cigarettes.
That's a dangerous game.
Look it up, bro. They put cat anus juice and cigarettes.
Nah, I heard.
Oh, anything I love, look that shit up.
Cat ass.
Cat anus juice.
I'm
getting serious, bro. Cat boot.
I ain't smoking cat butt.
You are smoking booty. That's what they say. You are smoking booty.
That shit stinks.
That's what you said in the documentary.
Not the cat ass.
You let the cat out the bag.
Dead ass. You smoking cat ass.
Let the cat out the bag, man.
I ain't smoking no fucking squares, no cigs.
Bro, I don't know. And niggas keep doing it, too. It's that nicotine. That shit be addictive, bro. They got that addictive chemical in that motherfucker,
give
bro.
Give me a paper with some robber and some good weed. Gotta be. I'm good.
Look at my motherfucker smoking that hookah shit all day.
Papers, robber, weed, and the most other than that is a backwood I'll do. Other than that, I don't want nothing else.
For real.
I don't want nothing else.
You've been, you put in fucking.
Oh, I can't forget about shrooms. Now that's a different category.
Nah,
them
shits is magnifico. See, you own your own, whatever you do, but I can't.
What,
shroom? Nah, I
can't do it.
I'm alright. I had Molly one time, and that shit was just enough. I'm like, I'm not doing nothing hardcore ever again.
So did anybody watch the Hip Hop Awards?
Nope.
I didn't watch it, but I heard it was.
The Cyphers was weak.
I heard it was pretty.
It was a couple people that was good.
It's BET.
Shout out to Sauce Walker. He killed that shit. Sauce Walker killed that shit too. Now my favorite part of the awards was the Loud 30th anniversary when they had Fat Joe,
I didn't catch that.
Everybody was performing.
That shit was fire, bro. That was like one of the best parts. And then at the end,
that was the best
part. Anybody did that pass the mic at the end. Well, Meth and them came out for the Loud shit too. So
yeah,
they did that 1, 2, 3, 4 shit, right?
Nah,
that was not something.
That was in the Wu-Tang tour, but I went to that shit. That shit was
fire. Loud Records was like a lifetime achievement type of thing.
The fucking State of Mind tour with Wu-Tang, Busta Rhymes, and Nas. Steve that Rifkin? Shit was crazy.
Steve Rifkin. Yeah, there was some little Steve Rifkin.
But that, for real, that State of Mind tour with Nas, Busta Rhymes, and the Wu, that shit was like one of the best concerts I went to.
I wonder if we ever see that shit again.
That shit, bro, Busta was going crazy, but I think it was saying, whoa, turn it up. He was just, Busta was just like going crazy. Nas went crazy. Wu, like, that was my first time ever hearing Triumph performed in its entirety.
Remember we saw that shit
in its entirety. Like, with everybody doing their verse, I never heard Triumph perform with everybody doing their verse. That shit was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That shit was like a 5-minute video. I recorded the whole shit, though. They did Triumph. I was like, I never heard Triumph perform with all the women.
That shit's lit.
Except for ODB, God bless the day.
Did they have, what's your name? I forgot.
Everybody, Master Killer, Inspector Deck, they all was there, bro. That shit was crazy, bro. Yeah. That shit was crazy.
Nice.
No, Master Killer might not have been there, but Inspector Deck.
Master Killer gotta be here for the U-God
was there. Like, everybody was there, bro. It was fire. And then, the Mayor of Newark, he let them perform to 11:30, bro. They killed that shit, bro. Word. They brought Redman out. Meth and Red did the Rockwilder.
That's lit.
Ghostface did Shirt Shade Like Ghost with You God.
I would love to see
that shit. That shit was like Ghostface.
You got to do Shirt Shade Like Ghost.
As a Wu-Tang and Nas fan, that shit was crazy, bro. Like, and then having Busta, too.
Yeah, that's the best.
You know, Busta different, bro. His breath control, bro.
For real.
Like, We not going to not say Busta, like he Busta's a legend, bro. Like, for sure.
He is a legend.
Yeah, his lungs big as hell.
A lot of these people's videos right now wouldn't seem so normal if it wasn't for people like Busta, Missy, Luda. They was doing stuff outside the bounds and doing crazy videos. You know what I'm saying? Busta, that Put Your Hands on My Eyes Can See video, they say he spent like $2 million on that video back in, like, was that 97? 98?
You gotta be kidding.
Like,
who's the director of that? I think Hype Williams.
Yeah, Hype Williams.
I think only people like Michael Jackson and them was doing videos that was over $1 million. People wasn't doing $1 million videos.
That was his first album, too.
First one.
And the budget on that shit must have been crazy.
What's the difference, bro?
What happened was when the song came out, it blew up. The song blew up. So everybody, baby, we played the show. They like on the bus, on the football practice.
That shit was beat was hard.
The beat, everybody had the beat.
That shit blew up
so crazy
that
the momentum for that video was like, all right, this gotta be it.
That's like some combos.
Because there wasn't that many videos coming out that fast.
It wasn't happening. Yo, he had elephants in there.
Uh-huh.
He had witch doctors. He had all types of shit. Like, that video was, like, crazy, bro. Like, I think the only video that might be
blue light
just as hard or equally as dope was that shit with him and Janet Jackson. The What's It Gonna Be with the fucking Silver Surfer shit.
That shit was hard, bro.
For a video, that shit was crazy.
That shit was hard. Janet Jackson had me on hard, bro.
Busta had crazy.
Hey, yo, put that down,
put
man.
Put the Mercer down.
We're going crazy. All right.
Put the Mercer down. He's drunk.
Man, he got 2 bottles of that shit. Where that shit come from?
Yeah, he's sponsored by
Mercer.
Yeah.
Mercer Alado. Yo,
shameless plug. Yo, ASAP, yo, sponsor us with this Mercer and Prince. This shit smooth, bro.
ASAP AC.
I'm fucking with a Japanese whiskey vibe. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Dang. I ain't know you had another one of them shits.
Yeah, we find you an ambassador.
Yeah.
Give me a shameless fucking.
Man, he's an alcohol.
Yeah,
ambassador.
Yeah. Look at you got that shit on the
wings
swell.
And drinks. Ambassador. Yeah. Ambassador.
You got that.
I'm hungry. I'm thinking about going to Burger King. They got food in the house. I don't know what a week.
2 for 40s.
Two for 40s.
Nah, but yeah, the awards was cool, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't watched that shit yet, for real.
I'm not gonna be honest with you, I only really watched the BET Awards for the Cyphers. And y'all gotta get more, like, fire, like, independent artists in them Cyphers. Because some of them artists in them Cyphers, like, they ain't it, bro.
They had Meek Mill, Baby Mom, in the Cypher. What's she doing?
I don't think so.
Nah, he was on what's the name? Saying, yeah, my baby mom in the Cypher. She knows you can't rap. Like, what y'all doing?
It wasn't that type of freestyle shit. It was random people doing motherfucking freestyles. They did some shit like that this year.
Reginae Carter did one. Kurt Franklin did one.
Plies?
Kurt Franklin.
Plies.
Applause.
Kirk, don't call me white girl. Blind. Fucking, I don't know who fucking Meek Mill baby mother is. That's some random shit.
Yeah, Meek Mill baby mother. Meek Mill was mad as hell.
I don't know.
It's tight.
Milano.
He's like, why y'all?
Allegedly,
she made the closing?
No.
Oh, she did? No. No.
Allegedly, that's a kid.
Allegedly.
Somebody baby mother.
Maybe.
Meek Mill baby mother.
I
don't
know.
Another one. Yo,
these chicks. What's
your allegedly? Become not somebody just known, by fucking though, right? Nigga.
What?
If not his kid.
Can a nigga do that? Kid, right? Has a nigga ever done that? Has there ever been a nigga, the fucking bitch, and then, boom, he get on?
That's what you mean? What you mean again?
I just said what I said.
A dude fuck with chick and he get popping?
And he get popping?
A lot of dudes they didn't pop all the way. Like them young dudes that was fucking with Black China and they was getting, they was making a little song, they get a little popularity.
Bro.
I don't know them. They just pop all over.
I've never known. Who?
Meek Mill got a little more popular for fucking with niggas. He did.
He was already writing for them. He was popping, but that shit was wrong. He wrote hits off. Niggas, I ain't got popular for fucking with niggas. That's what I meant. Dude got more popular for fucking with Meg.
Anybody heard any new albums this week?
I heard that new Herbo, they really kicked Offset out Domingo.
Allegedly.
I mean,
he was boinking.
They got an album. They got a whole album without him, or just a song.
Well, from what I read, it's basically like they going through like a power struggle because I think they're trying to take ownership to his single artist like recordings.
Offset,
when he did a single album and stuff like that. So I guess,
but that's what they came into it with. Once he came home and they motherfuckers started popping off, they all set aside that they was gonna do motherfucking their own independent albums.
Right.
So motherfucking, if you are doing that shit as a group wise, we come together and we motherfucking deliver the fucking finished product on timing, as said product, as said contract, boom.
If I'm paying for it out of my pocket, if I ain't got
a motherfucking do all that extra shit, we good.
If I pay for the recording and mixing and mastering out of my pocket, that's my shit.
Yo,
I don't give a fuck if I'm signed to your label. Any music that I pay for out of my pocket, that's my shit.
What's left, contractual,
okay? You got to do that before you sign a contract.
For real. That's why you got to know what's contractual.
Some dudes sign themselves first.
Mm-hmm.
They said Tupac did that shit when he had lost it, when he had to get out of jail. Mm-hmm. And that's when he had got back, because he signed himself. You sign yourself, then
right.
whoever signs you after that, it still go through you, number one.
No, that's a fact.
These dudes don't even know what they're doing. They just be greedy. Because they want that big payday.
Everybody just want
the payday. Because
you know what it is? It's more money being thrown around. But the circumstances are not as locked in. So
you gotta
basically,
pop.
Niggas is signing 360 deals and getting locked into basically that perpetuity shit where they be owning your shit for the rest of your life or for 10 years or 15 years or
yeah,
I think it's 30 20,
years. 25
years.
Yeah.
I think it's 25, 30 years that they own your catalog and all of that. So it's like,
they
you
gotta
look at what you're
can.
Signing when you sign these deals, because if you don't have a lawyer looking over your shit or you don't have somebody that knows like music law, you basically going to get fucked over, because a lot of these deals, they'll give you bread, but you got to recoup that. Like the money they spend on your promo, your marketing, all of that, you got to recoup that bread. So if you're not recouping that bread, now you're in the red. And nobody else ain't going to sign you.
But
if
a lot
you,
of
you
cats,
drop the ball.
A lot of cats be recouping it, they just fuck it up.
Nah, they might recoup it, but then they want to keep doing. If you do it now, you might have 2-3 singles now, you do an album, and if the album flop, now you're in the red.
Yep, no, what I'm saying
you
is,
gotta sell
some dudes, that already have it, and they'll spend it on jewelry, cars, house, all that bullshit. And right. they and right then and there, because some artists do it, they go, let me get my shit now.
Right.
And now they finish the contract out. Now, you said I was getting a contract, but once that's done now, boom, you're really a free agent. Now, that's what dudes get the real money. That's how Jada was eating. They was always signed to themselves, independent.
My word.
They were doing
independent.
It was like you're breaking in. You're doing a deal with the label.
I'll be honest. As an artist, me being an artist myself, I would just want a distribution.
You
got to
keep your power.
Yeah. A good distribution deal to the point where you could push me to places that I'm not seen and places I'm not known. That's all artists really want.
But in this social media age, it's easier, bro. It's easier now, bro.
And I've been outside looking in, but motherfucking, I've been picking up jewels along the way.
Right.
Like an artist like G Herbo, right? Mm-hmm. He just dropped his motherfucking, what album is this?
Fourth or fifth?
I think it's an EP. Is this an album or EP?
This is an album. This is a double album.
Double?
It's a double. He dropped
Survivor's Remorse is a double album?
This is eight. This is side A that he just dropped. He has side B. He's dropping it, I think, maybe this Friday. Mm-hmm. Well, next Friday. He's supposed to be dropping them like that. But, like I'm saying, independent-wise, that nigga is motherfucking been doing it since he was fucking 17, 18 years old.
Bruh.
17, 18. Nigga.
Hey, up.
You young as hell. Nicki done brung you out. You 17, 18 years old. From there, independent. You are now, what, 26, 27, whatever the fuck he is. This
Herbo
nigga.
Herbo like 24, for real.
No, that nigga like 26.
He made an album 25 last year.
So
he did.
And then he dropping this one. So, this nigga motherfucking learned the hard way. He's up there motherfucking with niggas that's signed to labels.
Your big deals, your big
money wise, business wise,
this
independent, nigga got more money.
They gotta come to you with a bigger bag.
You feel me? He got more money than motherfucking majority of the niggas
because
that's signed.
In this climate, you don't gotta pay the DJ no more. All you gotta do is pay a dude who got an Instagram following and say, bro, I'll give you $500. Repeat my own song. You ain't got to pay the DJ. Tell
but this nigga
got to pay
his $50,
bro. You pay.
Retweet
my song on my own video.
Everywhere.
How hard is that?
He knows his analytics. He knows where, who, when.
Nobody
he's setting
to the radio
his own
anymore.
Tours. Hitting those spots that's really popular.
Chris Brown. And they go,
getting it from
the story.
Ground. That's like selling shit out the trunk.
And they listen to that shit hard as hell.
He do partnerships with motherfucking, with majors as far as everything else. His companies that he got set up all fucking handle that shit because he signed to himself through the company that he owns, the label that he owns. Motherfucking the production company that he owns. Nigga owns studios and everything.
All he got is a distribution.
Real estate and anything. So this nigga, he doing it the smart way. You know what I mean?
Right.
But look how long it took him. From 17 to motherfucking then in 27.
10 years, that's not too bad.
scraping them. That's independent.
That's realistic.
Sauce Walker.
Yeah, I watched
that nigga.
Yo, I watched the $1 million game.
Independent, my nigga.
I think he got 38 artists. They got under him. Independent, they all making bread. Niggas got movements out here, like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to TSF, shout out to Hoobie Nation, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the independent labels out here, you feel what I'm saying?
Real
like,
facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's people out here that's doing this, people that's out here that's grinding, got the connections, making things happen. But, you know what I mean? It's a process, like, you know what I'm saying? Nothing comes overnight. You got to grind, you got to put shit
forward. You want it, nigga, you know how to get it, nigga.
You got work.
That's a fact.
You want it, nigga, you know how to get it, nigga.
People want shit too easy now, dude.
Niggas want my
fuck. It's to some people so easy, so everybody feel like that.
Niggas want to wake up to a blessing, nigga.
When a person the blessing star, is
you woke up, nigga. When a person go get what the fuck you want.
The person who come out and say they got a little baby, or they got the baby, they got them stars that boom, oh, he going to blow immediately. That's rare when you really look at it. Since them, ain't that many been since.
You know what I always say about music, like, and I'm gonna use a new album that I heard for example. The Isley Brothers just dropped the album, right? And I was saying to myself, I'm like, damn, yo, like, that gotta be dope, like, to have like
70 years old
with your brothers and be 70 or sometimes 80 years old and still be able to create music. And they got songs with like the new artists. They got song with Rick Ross. They got song with 2 Chainz.
Yeah,
like it's fire. Like you know what I mean? Because I always been a fan of the Isley Brothers. You know.
Mind you, I grew up listening to them.
Black household,
and my mother grew up. Our parents, your parents, your mom's listening to them.
And they from Jersey too.
Yeah.
So that's what made me. Once I found out they're from Jersey, they're from Englewood. Once I found out they're from Jersey, I'm like, yo, like, I gained even more respect for them because it's like that's Jersey history. Like Jersey got a lot of dope artists that come from. But they had the Isleys cool in the gang. Like certain artists come from Jersey, bro.
You know that, man.
George Clinton from Jersey. That's a fact. Jersey's birthed a lot of stars, bro. Whitney Houston, Saint Paul. Like yo, a lot of great stars come from Jersey, bro. Like Jersey's just one of them places. Like everybody just think just New York. Nah, you can't forget about Jersey. We the sixth borough. You heard?
Yeah.
But even though we in our own lane though, because we in our own state, but we right there next to New York, and most of the people from New York moving over here because they can't afford to live in New York. So
I think a lot of people, I think that's what really fucked people up. They really be thinking we trying to be like New York, and it's like that's so far from the truth. Like it's not.
Nah, when people come to Jersey, even think like see that. Anybody can think that by just looking at it geographically. But when you actually come here and you meet the people, the authentic people that's from here, not people that's come here and claim that as their home. No.
The great migration.
The original people from Jersey City.
The great migration.
Jersey City person, and you talk to them about certain shit, you won't get the real answer.
AKA gentrification. The great migration.
But a lot of people not with that authentic experience because a lot of the people that's originally from here either got passed on or moved. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to find people that actually from places. You go places, it's hard to get the true history of a place because a lot of people that live there is not from there. So you can ask a person, yo, how you get such and such? Debbie look like, I don't know, look it up on
just
your phone.
Okay, just look at it. Look at Madison, Clinton, and Harmon that fast. That whole area flipped.
Yeah. The last 15 years. $1 million houses now.
Right.
Clinton right there. All them shit flipped. Yeah, all them neighbors, but I don't know.
It's happening right in front of us, bro.
Think about some wild shit like this.
I got my mom's house. I'm like, damn, I don't know. They look at me going to the house. They look at me like, who the fuck is that?
Like, you don't belong around it.
What is that? Real.
And you from there. Still building.
No, I want to ask y'all a question.
Keep building.
Where does downtown stop for y'all?
Downtown's at the water.
It's stopping the water? No, I mean, when we come. Coming up the opposite direction.
Coming up here?
Like coming up here.
The junction.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you know what
between the junction is a gap. There's always a gap. It's like between the hill, where the hill starts.
For us,
it's a gap. It's like,
us,
it's
like, think about
it's like
this.
By Virginia.
Back in the day, look, check it out. Back in the day,
boom.
Back in the day, it was a motherfucking distinct thing that let you know.
It's a gap.
It was a separation. It was a bridge. Right there on Garfield. As soon as you pass the motherfucking little car shop with the taxi, it was a bridge right there.
Yep, the green taxi.
And you knew you was downtown.
I forgot they filled that in.
Right, but I want y'all to think about this.
Downtown was when you got to Where the diner at right now? Like, that's downtown.
Think about it like this.
What if you did past Mahogany? What's they got this shit down? Factory.
The factory.
That's right where there. Downtown started.
Think about it like this. Your average person from downtown Jersey City right now, they see downtown ending right where the Sunoco on Grand Street ends.
Yeah, basically. From there, after that, they think they're at Burger Lafayette. Because when you look at it, go straight up Summit. There is no real down. It goes up to the Heights. That shit is all blocked up. It's Knelson, and that shit is just nothing. It's factories, and then Lafayette, Booker T. It's down. That shit is old.
Math-wise, it's really shut down.
Geographically, when you look at it, it's cut down because it turns into the Heights. It turns into the Heights.
They did that motherfucking
downtown gets separated.
New York started renaming cut off. Fucking shit.
They're gonna change the Liberty City.
Fogo, whatever the fuck that is.
They're gonna change it to Liberty City.
You from downtown like I'm from downtown. Imagine a nigga thinking once he gets to Lafayette projects, you're already in Bergen Lafayette. Imagine that. Really think about that.
Yeah, because they're stretching it.
Because they lose Lafayette, that's the money.
You see how they put them condos right there on Community Wall coming down?
Uh-huh.
They knocked that gas station down?
What we got? We touched everything?
We pretty much touched everything, you know what I'm saying? If anybody got anything else they want to throw up in there for the last 5 minutes, you know what I mean?
I just want to say, listen to this. Uh-oh. So, this kid, he's like a big kid. The kid you saw at the game, the biggest kid that they had out there.
Your cousin?
No, the other boy.
Number 6'4"?
The big boy lineman.
Okay, 61.
Explain what you're talking about.
So, they playing the big game.
He ready to go.
They playing the big game, right?
Football.
Playing a big football game. It's a Bosco. This kid, he quits at halftime. And when they getting their ass whooped. I'm like,
so he quit.
He quit at halftime, from what I was told. I'm like, yo. I just know personally, my parents ain't built like they wouldn't let me quit at no halftime. My team was getting spanked, or I'm frustrated. My dad would be like, get your ass back in the game. My mom definitely was with that. She's like, what
entitled.
You doing?
He too entitled.
You feel me? And I'm you just saying, adults, parents, Change the narrative. Change something because these kids, it shouldn't be no reason they quit so easily. And I'm saying, it's like anything that troubles a kid nowadays.
Quit.
Like that.
Quit.
And they say, it's cool.
Quit
everything. That's why jobs are always looking for workers because two will quit like this.
Right.
The younger generation, that's why the jobs are always looking
because people are just quitting. People understand that they're fucking up for the somebody's gonna take that job and not quit.
Like you come to work and then boom, pull your phone out.
You lose when they say
don't pull your phone out. You got your phone out. You young. You just had the job. You don't want to work.
It starts young.
Well, I remember when that internet shit started. And I just told chicks that just graduated college and jobs, and they be on the phone. I said, they following your phone. And then, what do you mean? They following your internet, rather. No, you're not. I said, you're connected to the motherboard. That's it. They know what you're doing. Then I said, I know this shit. I'm like, I'm telling you, you got to stay off this fucking computer all the time. You got to do work. Nah. And chick hit me. Yeah, they sanctioned me. I got suspended for 3 days. Why? You was right, they follow me. It's my laws going on. I said, the fuck you think going on? Stupid? You think your internet is... You got your own fucking computer? Nope. But people wasn't understanding how these jobs are. If you keep quitting your job, somebody not going to quit.
And then right. Your resume speaks for itself.
It shrinks your options.
Real shit. Your resume speaks for itself.
It shrinks your options.
Don't let it speak bad for you.
Don't let the kids quit shit, bro.
You know what I mean?
Don't raise no. Don't yell at her.
Please.
I said, please don't yell at her. She gonna do some shit. I said, pick that shit up.
Allegedly.
Yeah. She's bad. She's like this, bro. She like this. This Puma. This like this.
Oh no, it fell.
Figure out. Yo, this has been another episode of Chestnut Checkers. This is your boy, Holiday Hove, back in the building with the gang. You already know, every motherfucking Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Whatever the fuck we drop this shit. You already know, nigga. When we outside, nigga. All right. Holla at us. Check in, nigga. Check in.
Yeah.
That's your boy Letho right here. He coming in with your motherfucking sports updates. Top picks. Get your motherfucking game day right.
Alright, we're going to take, hold on, Packers, Lions, Buffalo, Dolphins, Bucks, Vikings, Niners, Ravens over, Chiefs, and that's it. Holla.
Ain't nobody taking
on this. Bad as hell. It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the CMOS pills, I got the CMOS gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. Everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth Over Destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holler at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
All right, everybody. Stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember...